This is Montana Public Radio. I'm Bo Baker. As negotiators from the United States and Canada consider tweaks to a long-standing treaty about the Columbia River system, Montana legislators are pushing for local water security and compensation. Nikki Ouellette has more.
The Columbia River Treaty outlines shared management of flood risk and hydropower generation along a river system that crisscrosses the international border. The United States, Canada, and tribal nations are in the process of modernizing that agreement. Senator Mike Cuff, a Republican from Eureka, says Montana didn't get a fair shake in the original contract from 1964.
We flooded our valley to provide a lot of good things downstream. Canada did also. They flooded three valleys. However, Canada was compensated with half the value of the electricity generated.
Cuff is sponsoring a joint resolution that says Montana should receive payment for losses associated with the construction of Libby Dam and that Canada should lose its ability to divert water from the Kootenai River before it reaches Montana. The Montana Senate passed Cuff's resolution on the Columbia River Treaty in February, 50-1. On Monday, the House Natural Resources Committee unanimously referred it for a full House vote. Cuff hopes the resolution will be enacted in time for a town hall meeting about the treaty next week in Kalispell, where lead negotiators will talk about the United States' goals to secure future flood risk management, a reliable and economic power supply, and ecosystem improvements. Negotiators are working against a 2024 deadline. After 2024, Canada's role of storing and releasing water for flood control in the United States becomes less defined. U.S. Columbia River Treaty negotiator Jill Smale will lead the town hall next Wednesday, March 20th, from 5:30 to 7 at the Red Lion Hotel in Kalispell. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.